For those just tuning in, this is Alex Smith. I'm in the auditorium with Steve Krivet after a great lecture. He's the editor and publisher of New Energy Times. Steve, how did you get hooked on this fusion energy?
Fusion or whatever it is. You know, I wish I knew the answer to that question. All I can tell you is that I saw a video one day that was produced and promoted by Gene Malov called Cold Fusion, Fire from Water. Fire from Water. And I said, what the heck? I thought the whole thing had been buried, and I was just amazed that it was still alive and kicking. So I contacted Malov and went to his lab, and that's how it started.
And the rest is history. How long has New Energy Times been going?
Started shortly after that. I forget the exact date, but what happened was after I visited Malov for the first time, I realized there was something there. And I set out to learn what I could about it, and I realized that when I started searching on the web that there was this huge polarity on the subject. There's people that said it was real, there's people that said it wasn't real. So I figured, well, how the heck could this be? How could it be both in different places at the same time? And I started doing a website, and when I learned things from researchers and scientists, I put it up on the website, so soon after 2000.
And could you tell us what would be, some of my audience are real environmentalists, what would be the implications for the environment of this possible new energy source?
It produces heat, which can be turned into electricity, which can be used directly for heating. The byproduct is helium. You know, helium is basically harmless. You can even inhale it and make your voice sound funny, too. At 20 years now, 20 years of research, and still it looks like there are no greenhouse gases, no harmful radiation, and no long-lived radioactive waste. That part of it is still miraculous and still appears to be valid.
And why are groups like the American Chemical Society taking another look at LENR energy?
Well, it's, in my opinion, it's inevitable because the science is valid. And it's taken a while for the scientists who have been researching this for 19, 20 years, it's taken a while for them to collect the evidence to answer the questions that needed to be answered. They've obtained the answers. They've published the answers. So they, like other people around the world, have started reading and realizing, you know, There's very strong evidence here for something. We don't know whether it's fusion, fission, or whatever, or some other type of process, but there's something here. It looks like it's producing energy, and it looks like it could be very important.
I know that you have kept your focus pretty cleanly on the possible use of this energy and investigating the science, but am I right in thinking sometime you could probably also write a memoir about some of the dark sides of the pursuit of this kind of energy?
Oh, yeah. I've been in some interesting situations, which I hope to have the opportunity to write memoirs about.
There's probably some people afraid to hear you say that. Okay, and what's coming up for you? What are the hot topics?
The American Chemical Society has asked us to write another book. We edited a source book on LENR that was published, just came out a couple of weeks ago, published by Oxford University Press. So it's quite nice to have these type of publishing companies and science organizations starting to recognize the legitimacy of the field and to start paying attention to it, which I think is quite an appropriate thing to do. So we've got that book in the works. Also, they're going to host another session next March in Salt Lake City, and there'll be at least a day, possibly several days worth of the latest scientific research presented in Salt Lake.
Well, this is Alex Smith reporting with Steve Krivet, the editor of NewEnergyTimes.com. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Alex.